There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It is a deja vu situation. Welcome in the beginning of the Ben Maller Show. A new week is upon us. We are in the air everywhere as we treat insomnia coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the flight deck here as we soar through the red eye all night long here on the big old Fox Sports Radio microphones, very powerful microphones of Fox Sports Radio. So our lead at the beginning of the new week, the NFL draft is now over, and it is the same old, the sour grapes department of football, if you will, the latest on the Aaron Rodgers saga with Green Bay. Aaron really feeling the angst as he was at the Kentucky Derby over the weekend, hanging out in Louisville. Now, if you've not been following along, not all that much has changed since the NFL draft began, although there were a lot of rumors percolating on draft night, the first round, going into the first round, that Aaron Rodgers was about to be repackaged somewhere else. Obviously, it didn't happen. And the latest scuttlebutt over the weekend indicates that Aaron Rodgers has a demand. He would be willing to stay in Wisconsin if the Green Bay Packers do the following. They have Brian Gutekunst, the GM, take a long walk off a short pier. And if that happens, if Guillotine Central comes through here and Brian the GM there gets taken to the guillotine, then Gutekunst out, and Aaron Rodgers will stay. So that was the story over the weekend. And the 2021 draft now in the rearview mirror, that is come and gone, as we said. But it does not mean 100% that Aaron Rodgers is going to stay with the Packers. Now, he refused to speak on camera. He was, as we mentioned, at the Kentucky Derby over the weekend. Aaron Rodgers, though, caught up with Mike Tirico, NFL insider Mike Tirico, who was hanging out at the Kentucky Derby for the Peacock Network there. And Tirico claimed that he had a heart-to-heart with Aaron Rodgers, and Rodgers said that he was, quote, disappointed that news had come out of a rift between himself and the Packers. And Tirico said that Rodgers expressed a couple of times how much he loves Green Bay. He loves the fans. He loves the franchise. But there's a chasm between management and the reigning NFL MVP. So this is, hey, I'm the good cop. You're the bad cop. That's how this is playing out. So let us discuss the question. Do you believe in your heart of hearts that Aaron Rodgers is genuinely disappointed that the news came out of his unhappiness in a Packer uniform? I am rolling my eyes at the very notion that this is the case. Now, I've got beneficiary, diva dance party, and cemeteries. And we will tie all of these things together. Now, A, Aaron Rodgers, let's just call it like it is here. He's full of crap, right? You would have to have sucker tattooed right across your forehead, all right? If you buy this, don't be a rube. We tell you, don't be a rube. Aaron Rodgers acting like a shy wallflower is hilarious. It's comedy gold. We don't know for sure who exactly leaked the story that Aaron Rodgers was unhappy with the Packers front office, but we know of only one person who benefited from the leak. And it wasn't anybody that works for the Green Bay Packers front office. It was Aaron Rodgers. That is the beneficiary right there. The mirror, mirror on the wall. That's usually how this works. If you read a story and you say, I wonder who it benefits, that's the person that leaked the story right there. That doesn't mean it came exactly from Aaron Rodgers, but someone close to Aaron Rodgers likely is the one that tossed it out. And it sure as heck wasn't anyone from the Green Bay Packer front office. They're the bad guys in this story, right? They're not the ones massaging Aaron Rodgers' fragile ego. They're the ones that went out and drafted a different quarterback. This was a calculated counterinsurgency by Rodgers and his posse. He dropped the neutron bomb the day of the 2021 NFL draft as retaliation, right? Retaliation. We said it the other day, and we've had time to think about it. We haven't changed our position. This was strategic. Rodgers had been stewing for almost 365 days. He was angry. He was pissed off. And he said, you know what? The Packers embarrassed me last year with the Jordan Love draft pick. So you know what I'm going to do? I want to get him back. Payback. A dish best served on NFL draft day. And that's exactly how it played out. Now, part B of this. All right, the fact that Aaron Rodgers allegedly told Mike Tirico that he was, quote, disappointed that the story of his anger got out is a slow drive down Silly Street, is what it is. Now, it is on brand. Okay, let's be clear. It is on brand. We've talked a lot about this. Aaron Rodgers, LeBron James, in a neck-and-neck race for the crown of passive-aggressive king of kings. And so this is right out of that handbook. Right? Rodgers has a lot of anger. He has a lot of resentment. There's frustration with Green Bay, but he acts publicly mostly neutral, pleasant, even cheerful. And if you look at this and you break it down, we parse the words that we didn't see come out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth, but we believe they did. In the rebuttal, Aaron was yapping about how much he loves the fans of Green Bay and loves the franchise. That's his public position. He wants you to believe that. Privately, he is trying to undermine the front office. He's doing the diva dance party. Is what he's doing, right? Let's do the diva dance party. Everybody now do the diva dance party. Come on. These things are both happening simultaneously, side by side. Rodgers is out there. Hey, listen, I'm the good guy. I love the Packers. Oh, man, I love cheese curds and cheese heads. While at the same time, he's shooting a torpedo at the GM, Brian Gutekunst. Now, we believe this to be 100%. And Gutekunst, the GM, claimed that Rodgers hadn't said anything like he wanted him removed face to face or in public. And that's exactly true. I don't doubt that for a second that Aaron Rodgers hasn't gone to the guy he wants to be fired and told the guy he wants him out. That's not how it works. So the fact that Gutekunst, the GM, said that had not been communicated to him directly is irrelevant, right? If you wanted someone fired and you were in a position of power, who would you go to get that person fired? Would you tell the person you want fired, hey, we would like you fired? No. No. It would make sense that Aaron Rodgers would go through back channels or, in this case, the Packers, because they're a community-owned team, which is not really technically true. They have stockholders but have no power. The CEO, Mark Murphy, that would be the guy that you would go to because that's the person that's got the juice that can pull the string to get rid of the hemorrhoid, which you think the GM is if you're Aaron Rodgers. All right. See, it all makes sense. All right, last word on this. So this is not a story that's going away. It's not a story that's being manufactured for fake outrage, which a lot of people who love Aaron Rodgers are saying. That's not true at all. It's Aaron Rodgers using his useful idiot buddies in the football media establishment to make waves. Right? Cue the clown music, right? You get the clown music going, got the clown car. And so now everyone in the Packer front office is on a special mission. They're on a CYA mission. Cover your ass. That's the mission, right? The Packers, now, what are they going to do next? What happens next? Who's got next? What the Packers should do and what the Packers will do are two different things. What the Packers should do is hold strong. There's no way they benefit by getting rid of Aaron Rodgers, right? If they're not going to win more games without Aaron Rodgers. They'll get some draft picks, but those are lottery tickets. Those don't guarantee anything. So the Packers ought to hold strong here. It's a high-stakes game of poker. Call Aaron Rodgers bluff. Let's find out. Let's see if the chatter that Rodgers is really considering retirement as an option. So let's see if he's bluffing or not. You know, and the fact that you can't get rid of Aaron Rodgers, he's irreplaceable. Bull crap. You know, I drive by a cemetery every day when I come to the house I live in, when I leave and go back. Cemeteries are filled with indispensable people. Everyone is replaceable, right? Would Aaron Rodgers really be willing to retire a couple years early? Because he could play another couple years at least. He just won the MVP. Would he walk away after an MVP season? But keep in mind, like if you step away, it's one thing to retire and take a year off when you're 27. But spoiler alert, Aaron Rodgers is not 27. You walk away at age 37 and the window to play gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Now you'll get opportunities, but a year away and others will play. Time is of the essence. That's the point. And it's the great race against the clock. Now, if Aaron Rodgers truly wants out, we said this last week, just go sign up with Jeopardy if they'll have you, announce your retirement, and then be on television, you know, 5 nights a week on a canned syndicated television show and hold sessions on social media about how you really want to come back. You got the itch. You want to come back, but you just want to play for the Packers. And you'll get your wish. That's what the Green Bay Packers will be. They'll be forced into a transaction at that point.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hanging on by a thread. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we bloviate coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by the darkness, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Good to have you along for the ride here in our lead this hour, coming from the confusion and chaos around a disgraced NFL star. The draft gone. See you later. Out of here. And we are talking about Deshaun Watson and his rather shaky status. We did get a clue during the draft about the future of Deshaun Watson. It is time for our obligatory Watson-Maller monologue, so we'll get into it. If you have not been paying attention, there have not been many new updates as the civil lawsuits against Deshaun Watson continue to maintain steady ground. It is becoming more and more of reality here that the Houston Texans are likely not going to have Deshaun Watson at quarterback for the 2021 season. Now, Adam Schefter tells us that there is a belief, that's weasel terminology, from some people in league circles that Watson will not only miss the 2021 regular season when it comes around, training camp set to open in July. He will not be there for that. He will not be there for the start of the season in September, nor the balance of the 17-game regular season. And his career in Houston is on ice, right? On ice, the Texans quarterback, likely Dunskey, as a quarterback for that particular franchise. As of a Sunday, if you've been keeping track, if you look at your scorecards, we have maintained 22 different women who have filed civil lawsuits against Watson, alleging that he's a creepster. Now, Watson, who is represented by the very powerful Texas defense attorney, Rusty Hardin, he has denied all of these claims against him and trying to sully his good name. Hardin has requested a trial by jury. Now, we did get a couple of things that stood out over the weekend. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was asked about the allegations against Deshaun Watson, and he said the league was, quote, monitoring the situation. I'm sure they are. How are they monitoring it? On Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on sports radio? How are they monitoring it? All right, so let us discuss the question. Are you going to go thumbs up, thumbs down that Deshaun Watson will sit out either by his choice or by the NFL's choice the 2021 season? So the chances of Deshaun Watson sitting out, I'm going to go thumbs up. All right, thumbs up that Watson will miss this season. My observation is you've got all 22 hiccup and casting call. And we will lock all of these things together. Now, number one. If Deshaun Watson only misses the 2021 season, he should consider himself extremely fortunate. Now, I didn't need Adam Schefter to tell me that this was likely going to be the case. We had said this several weeks ago. Even our blind listeners, Blind Emmett, Blind Scott, all the other blind callers that we have, they knew what was going on here. And you don't even have to have vision to know what's going on with Deshaun Watson. And this validates a lot of what we had been saying. This has the chance of being a career-ending, self-inflicted, not injury, activity, right? Watson has lawsuits up the wazoo, which, by the way, according to the lawsuits, he doesn't mind having things up the wazoo, apparently. Now, this is the all 22 of legal drama. 22 women have filed, as we said, separate civil lawsuits, all with the similar signature behavior. Right, Deshaun was ordering massages, and as payment, he was offering some salami as payment, and that did not go over well with at least 22 of the people here. He attempted to leave the tip behind. That was problematic, and again, based on the accusations, he has done this hundreds of times. He's just used Instagram to try to get massages. But his defense is that this was all just adult activity, consenting adult activity. When every time he went bow chicka wow wow, it was all okay. Everything's good here. All right? Nothing, you know, we're all in agreement. Bow chicka wow wow. Just like that. Now, all of this going on during the pandemic, when we were told our NFL players and everyone had to socially distance and wear masks and all that. And my man Deshaun was doing the dipsy do. He was having a good old time there. Now, So we know Roger Goodell stepped in. He had talked about this. And he's going to do something. Now, what is he going to do? We obviously don't know that yet. We can speculate. That's what we're going to do. So Roger Goodell, I believe, is going to take a supersonic torch to this particular situation with Deshaun Watson. Now, I use Zeke Elliott as an example. Zeke Elliott, with a very flimsy case against him, an unproven case against him, with very shaky evidence, and we looked at the evidence and we said that's bullcrap. Zeke Elliott should not be suspended. Roger Goodell looked at the evidence, said, boom, 6 games. You're suspended, right? With unproven, unverified, shaky evidence, six-game suspension. So with that being the precedent being set by Roger Goodell, fair is fair, right? Zeke Elliott, very little evidence, and certainly did not prove anything beyond a reasonable doubt. You got a 60-game suspension. So if you base that precedent and you put the Watson story in play here, and you say that for each claim that is a six-game suspension, so that means, using the Maller math, 132-game suspension for Deshaun Watson, which I think is over 8 years. I believe that's over 8 years. Again, based on, it doesn't matter whether these are actual legitimate claims or not, but just the claim itself, because that's the precedent set in the Zeke Elliott story. All right, now part two of this. Deshaun Watson is said to be working on a deal. It's one of the reasons that we've heard very little about this story. Both lawyers, Rusty Hardin and Tony Busby, have gone underground. They have. For the first month plus, this story was in the public square. We were getting weekly, sometimes daily updates. We were giving the obligatory daily Deshaun Watson Maller monologue, the State of the Union type address from Tony Busby, and then Rusty Hardin would have the rebuttal from the other side. And that went back and forth like a social media ping pong match. They were trying to keep the story alive and then trying to position the story. Now we have gone to something that makes every blowhard on the radio feel very, very concerned. Radio silence. Right, we've gone to radio silence. Do not underestimate the determination of a quiet man. Right, the hiccup, and this is a big hiccup for Watson, is very simple. He can negotiate, and he can make a sweetheart offer, and he can say, "Listen, I'm gonna give every one of these women $100,000. Right, I'm gonna spend $2.2 million to make this go away, but it's got to be 100%." Or no deal, right? No deal, right? There's no in-between. There must be unanimous agreement by all 22 of the women who are accusing Deshaun Watson. They all have to be willing to take the hush money and go away and be called nasty names or just being money hungry, blankety blanks. They have to be willing to do that. Otherwise, Deshaun Watson is better off just going to trial and taking his chances. And we have tons of digital evidence in play here. Like, everything was typed out on a text message or on the gram. And so that means it's pretty easy to determine who's telling the truth and who said what, when they said it, and what the context is always difficult. That's going to be the hard part, right? You have the way things are phrased and how they were interpreted, and you're going to have people who are going to come in and if you have a trial, you'll have people that will say, well, this is what that really means, you know, because of the phrasing, and they'll be turning to urbandictionary.com to try to, you know, certain phrases. Well, that means, you know, to normal people, this means blank, but to other people, it means blank. And to this group over here, it means blank, 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 blank. All right, final point. So the Texans' actions speak louder than words. We mentioned Roger Goodell commented on this, but they are going to be holding a casting call to replace Deshaun Watson. It's an open audition. If you can throw a football more than 15 yards, you might want to call the Texans up. All in an effort to fill the void left by Watson and his creepy massages. Now, Tyrod Taylor was signed as a placeholder. We mentioned this term last week about Teddy Bridgewater. It's even more appropriate for Tyrod Taylor, 4A quarterback. Looks better in theory than in reality. Solid practice player. Knows the offense. Coaches like him. He's simply not very good when he plays as a starter. You're not doing well if Tyrod Taylor is your starting quarterback. Now, another clue that the Texans are headed the opposite direction at quarterback is when they decided to select someone named Davis Mills with the number 67 pick over the weekend in the National Football League Collegiate Draft. Now, considering if you look at the Texans draft, they didn't have a first-round pick. They didn't have a second-round pick. Collateral damage from the Bill O'Brien reign of terror. So the first pick they had, the Texans snatched up this guy, Davis Mills.
Who?
I didn't know who he was either, so I went to the scouting reports that I have, and I was like, all right, let me find out about this guy, and I watched some clips on YouTube, and he played at Stanford. He's just like a generic brand, 6'4" quarterback, good size, not an elite player, or just kind of an average college football quarterback, no, not any great mobility to speak of. He's like a 1980s, 90s style quarterback. And one of the scouting reports, just to give you an idea about how low the bar is for a guy like Davis Mills, they said, well, if things go right for him in the NFL, he could be like Andy Dalton. He could be like Andy Dalton in the NFL, which I believe means backup or fringe starter. That is the bar for Davis Mills. So that's the guy the Texans drafted along with Tyrod Taylor as Deshaun Watson goes into the penalty box at some point. Sooner than later, that's going to happen.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, cool.
There was a report over the weekend that the Knicks are eyeing a trade for Damian Lillard should he become available. Ben, do you think the Blazers will ever trade Damian Lillard?
Yes. I'm sure the Knicks are eyeing Damian Lillard, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James. Come on. Listen, thumbs down on this. Damian Lillard's a Hall of Fame player. He says he wants to stay in Portland. He's got a contract. He's not going to. It's New York hubris. It's nonsense. It's not going to happen. Not that Portland's a tropical paradise. It's not, but he's not leaving. Next!
Ben, Paul Feinbaum, an analyst over at ESPN, was discussing the Patriots pick of Mac Jones when he mentioned that he's tired of Bill Belichick's always getting the benefit of the doubt and accused him of getting lazy late in his career. Do you think Belichick's getting lazy?
You know who's getting lazy? Paul Feinbaum's getting lazy. That's a lazy take. Belichick has earned the benefit of the doubt. He's the greatest coach in the history of the sport. That's how it works, Dumbo. And listen, Belichick plays all angles. Some picks work out, most don't. Stop the nonsense by guys like Paul Feinbaum. Next.
Francisco Lindor has been pretty terrible to start his career with the Mets. He's hitting around the Mendoza lines, got like a home run and three RBI. Now, some analysts are saying that his struggles are more worrisome than a slump. Do you think he'll snap out of it?
Well, I hope not. It's a good story if he doesn't snap out of it. But you know, he was poetry in motion with the Indians. He's been the opposite with the Mets so far. He's got the forever contract. You got to think he at least is average. He's horrible right now. He's stealing money. He's batting 100 when he doesn't swing at the first pitch. But no, he will play better. He can't play much worse. How did we do, Koopa Loop?
You passed this edition.
There it is. That's a winner. Put it on the board. Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
And away we go. The instant advice line. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. And who needs our advice? Well, several of you suggested the name of the person I wanted to give advice to anyway, so thank you to Kathleen and several others, because right now we are giving advice to the head cheesehead of them all, Aaron Rodgers. He's not very happy. He wants out of Green Bay, so advice to Aaron Rodgers on forcing the Packers to trade him before the 2021 regular season begins. 877-99 on Fox is the number, 877-996-6369. Advice to Aaron Rodgers on forcing the Packers to trade him before next NFL season. You're live on the air when you hear my voice. We'll start out with you on line one. Hello, line one.
I'm Buddy Camo, and I lost my stimulus check on the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fuzzy. I hate that. That's, boy, what a great start to the instant advice line with Fuzzy. Boy, we got lucky on that one. Man. All right. Line two, your next line two, advice to Aaron Rodgers. He wants out of Green Bay. Hello, line two.
Jacob Cricket, tell him you're rubbish at football.
Okay, I couldn't quite make that out. Line three, you're next. We're giving advice to Aaron Rodgers. He's a malcontent with the Packers. Advice on getting traded from Green Bay. Hello, line four.
Them squirrels pretty good when you eat them with hot sauce, Ben.
Yeah. Yeah, I have gotten some of our southern listeners below the Mason-Dixon line that are telling me that squirrel tastes really good. So I've not had any squirrel. I guess I'm missing out. Who knew that criticizing someone for eating squirrel, you'd have all these people tell you how good squirrel tastes. All right, line five, you're next. Hello, line five.
Sources close to the situation say Kawhi will receive foot treatment from Rex Ryan.
Hang up on that guy. That's Charlie. That's a troll. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers, dummy. I know you can't stay focused.
Take that, line data.
Line six. Hello, line six. All right, line six is not there. We'll keep it going. 877-99 on Fox. Rat-a-tat-tat. Advice to Aaron Rodgers on forcing a Packer trade. Line one, you're on the air. Go.
Sir, scratch off disrespected the Mather name. I'm calling for a two-week suspension. Boom, here, Roberto.
Okay, line two. You're next, line two. Go.
Happy birthday, Roberto.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's an early birthday, but happy birthday. Line three, you're on the air. Hello, line three.
Hey, Ben, can I sit on your lap?
Maybe, boy, that sounds like my wife. No.
You do play Santa Claus every year.
Yeah, I do play Santa Claus every year. Line four. Hello, line four. All right, line four is not there. Line five, you're next. Go, line five. Advice to Aaron Rodgers, line five.
Aaron Rodgers sucked my boot.
All right, thank you for that. We'll keep it going. We'll do one more, only one more. If it's good, I'll take credit. If not, I'll blame the Koopa Loop. Final call, advice to Aaron Rodgers on forcing a Packer trade.
Line one.
Line one, go!
Get your wet teddy bear, pencil neck.
Hey, pencil neck Ray! The guy's a legend, a card-carrying legend, that guy!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.